And 6:06, it is fair and 64 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a windy and warm day with a high of 85. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Wildfires spread across portions of northeast Oklahoma yesterday. There is a threat there will be a repeat today. Kathy Prudholm is with the National Fire Prevention Association in Colorado, and she says there are steps you can take now to help fireproof your home.
Standing back in front of your home and drawing this imaginary line around it. So you want to go 5 feet out from the foundation, and that's the area that you want to prioritize your work in.
She says clean those flower beds of any dead vegetation or leaves in order to make a fire break around your home. A major industrial fire destroys the Saber Chem facility at 46th and South Mingo. The fire was reported about 8:30 last night. Explosions took place at the chemical warehouse, but no one was injured. Tulsa leaders are taking on juvenile crime.
City Council Chair Karen Gilbert says that a task force focusing on juvenile crime prevention has begun meeting. She says the idea is to bring together groups and organizations that deal with juvenile crime and enhance existing programs and expand the effort.
To make sure that we help the youth rather than making those bad choices, make better choices before, you know, their progression of making bad choices escalates into something that is uncontrollable.
Gilbert says task force members want to focus on a small area at first and then expand throughout the city. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa police this morning looking for Kratisha Cook. She is wanted for questioning about human trafficking in Tulsa. The problem is becoming more widespread in this state. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is tasked with handling such cases. Director Darrell Weaver says old stereotypes do not apply.
We think sometimes they're just going to be foreign nationalists and things like that, but they're also domestically grown. They're also young ladies that are just in our community.
A statewide seminar is set for next Tuesday in Oklahoma City to help bring awareness to the problem. Tulsa police are sorting through the details of a murder outside a Walgreens store on West Edison. It happened last night. Police do have a suspect this morning in custody. Oh, you can expect to pay more for gasoline this morning. Prices jumped 11 cents overnight to $3.49 per gallon in Tulsa. On State Capitol Watch, the filing period for state offices opened yesterday. Governor Fallon and her chief opponent were among the first to sign up.
Democratic State Representative Joe Dorman of Rush Springs also filed to run for governor on the first of a three-day filing period for state offices. Fallon is trying for her second term, while Dorman is a term-limited state representative who vowed to launch a grassroots campaign to defeat Fallon. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Now, those seeking a county post must file at the Tulsa County Election Board from now until Friday at closing. The election board secretary is Patty Bryant.
At the county, the offices that are open are County Commission District 1 and 3, County Assessor and County Treasurer, and they will file at the Tulsa County Election Board 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Now, the district attorney is technically a state office, so candidates must file for that position in Oklahoma City. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm with that elevated fire threat again this afternoon. A high of 85. Tonight it'll be partly clear, down to 54 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some late-day thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. We'll have a high tomorrow of 78. On Saturday, a little cooler, a high of 63. And on Sunday, a 50% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 72. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.